Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you on board with us today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion. We were in discussion just before the news break with one of our 4 sons, Greg Youngblood. And Greg and I were talking about the potentiality of cryptocurrency for the United States of America called Fed Coin. Joe Biden just last week issued an executive order to the fact that the folks in the House, that is Nancy Pelosi and her clan, were to examine it. But just 1 year ago, Greg, when there was a major spending bill, I believe it was in February of 2021, Nancy Pelosi and the folks in the House, U.S. House, put a rider on the bill that called it FedCoin to introduce the Fed electronic currency. And that didn't get traction. The rider did not pass with the bill. And so now the executive order by Joe Biden puts it in a position that the high potentiality would be that it would be introduced at some point down the road, the electronic currency, the electronic coin. How does that fit in your mind? What is your position on that? How would you respond? And us knowing that that is already the way the funds are transmitted in China and what China does in control of its citizens, will that mean a greater control of American citizens? Would it mean the reduction of liberties and freedoms in America? Would it be a control on what we buy, what we sell, where we go? How does that redound to what the scripture says in the prophetic text?
Well, let me back up just a second, because, you know, what we're talking about is a fiat currency still. But by digitizing it, literally arguments were made by the left that the reason that these cryptocurrencies are in vogue today is because of their ease of use. We can carry them around digitally in a wallet or a laptop or, you know, a digital wallet on our laptop or on our phone or whatever. And you go, that's rubbish. That's rubbish. Anyone, if you hear somebody on the left say, oh, it's because it's easier to use, call them out. That's rubbish. It's more difficult to use currently than using cash, isn't it? But it is infinitely more traceable. I mean, literally, it leaves fingerprints or breadcrumbs everywhere it goes. And a central bank digital currency, the Fed coin, oh my goodness, what a chaos. A Fed coin gives infinite traceability to your every single transaction. If you bought bubble gum, they would know about it. Okay, it's not just know about it, it's they can track it, tax it. This year will be the first year that everything that you do with your little wallets called PayPal and Venmo and this and that and the other thing, you aggregate the dollars that come in, and if it's over $600, they're going to get their little notice. I guess you're going to get a 1099 or something. So if your friends at the dinner table say, hey, how about you pay on your credit card and we'll all reimburse you by PayPal or Venmo or one of these things, the end of the year, you better be able to explain every single one of those dollars. Otherwise, you may have been reimbursed $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 over the course of the year that you're going to get taxed on, folks. Now, they would like to do that with everything, every dime. You have a garage sale, and everything has to be digital currency. So you may have taken a 92% loss on those blue jeans you paid $160 for. But the 92% loss where you got 10 bucks, the $10 would be potentially seen as income. So just be careful what you ask for, folks. These folks are running away with it. And as we see inflation, real inflation at 15% plus, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Folks, the dollar is worth pennies compared to what it used to be worth. You step back in time, that $20 gold piece, that's an ounce of gold, is $2,000 today. That's a 10,000% inflation rate over those years. People are going, oh, my goodness, Bitcoin is ridiculous. You know, it's going for $41,000 today. That's a 12,000% increase. The reason people are buying Bitcoin today and Ethereum today and Cardano today and right on down the list, the reason they're buying it is there's no limit on the dollar. They can print a gazillion dollars. I know that's not a real number. I don't think it's a real number. In any case, they can print as much as they want. Bitcoin has a 21 million limit. What do you think of that? What do you think? At least there's a cap on Bitcoin. So people are buying something that is made up. It's pulled out of thin air. It's not backed by anything, but there's a cap on it. There's a cap on it. And if you look, if you aggregate your top 10, top 12 cryptos, you're dealing with $1.5 trillion maybe dollars total. Folks, I would bet, okay, I'm not going to bet. I'm guessing a year from now that number is going to be much, much, much higher because there's so much fear in the marketplace today over what the Federal Reserve is doing, over what Treasury is doing, what Congress is doing, what Biden is doing. The notion of a collapse becomes more real every single day that the radical left is in charge of America.
Absolutely. Greg, I'm thinking my mind goes back to the fiat coinage, the fiat currency linked with the war in Russia at Ukraine. And the Saudi Arabians wanted to leave the U.S. dollar and go to cryptocurrency or to the yuan in China. Yet we see the war raging in Ukraine with there seemingly is no end to it. Where do you see that going, and how do you see that affecting what we call the currency and the marketplace and the economy in America? Will that have an effect, negative and positive? What will actually the effect be? And then I reckon what I'm trying to say and ask the question and formulate it, we're finding now the pressure to cut cars out, limit cars, tax SUVs, and limit the number of days you can drive your car, et cetera, on the premise that it will increase the amount of fuel, gasoline, and oil that's available. But in the article, it states very clearly that the goal is to limit the climate change. Now, if Putin moves forward with the potential of some kind of nuclear weapon, or Putin moves forward with some attack on America or China with an attack on America electronically, what will that do with all of the pieces of the puzzle that's already in place that is designed by the Biden administration and the Biden family cabal to crush America's economy, to crush America's constitutional republic, and institute a socialist Marxist government? How does this play into what is happening with China, with Russia, and what we see taking place with the Biden executive orders? Is that something that, as Christians, we should be concerned about, or is that something that we recognize already that God has told us will come about?
I'm backing into this one in that it is absolutely foretold in the scripture. We have prophecy and pointing to the Revelation text dealing with the Antichrist's ability to control one's ability to buy and sell if they don't have the mark. We're seeing the pieces come into place that make that that possible, not just in America, but around the world. And as to, you know, how we get there, I want you to think about this. An EMP set off over the Northwest Gulf in the United States, say at 10,000, 15,000 feet, shuts down the electrical grid in the entire region, shuts down our ability to refine oil, shuts down the ability to extract oil. Literally, that a single act like that would cost tens of millions of lives inside of 90 days. And it literally wouldn't have to touch U.S. soil. It could be exploded in the atmosphere. A release
Greg.
Of another chemical or biological agent inside the United States would collapse the United States dollar within 180 days because they will run the printing presses to fight the disaster.
Right.
Any one of dozens of things.
And with this potentiality, looking at the headline that says that Russia-Ukraine war, Russian nuclear threat is likely increasing every day, according to United States intelligence officials. Intel officials said U.S. has not seen changes to Russia's nuclear forces. And as they understand that, this article continues, U.S. intelligence officials said Tuesday that the nuclear threat from Russia is likely increasing every day as the invasion of Ukraine continues. Now, and Greg, for quite some time, for millennia, theologians and pastors, Christian leaders, have looked at some scripture and wondered why in the final days of the tribulation will the warriors and the soldiers and the battle be taking place on horseback. I'm looking at Revelation chapter 9, verse 16. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. You've got a 200 million man army, which comes out of China, which is speaking of the Chinese army in Revelation chapter 9. Why would they be in those days riding on horses rather than jet airplanes and tanks? Do we see the making of that potential? I look at eschatological truth, and I view what's taking place in the world through the prism of a biblical worldview. And I'm always interested in the cause and effect. And could it be that we're watching some of the things take place today that will bring about where, as you use the illustration of an EMP going off, it shuts down telephones, it shuts down gas pumps, it shuts down all of the modern electronically controlled automobiles, shuts down the power, there's no lights, there's no gas, et cetera, et cetera. Could that be the answer to what we see with the horsemen?
We are watching the things that could very well bring that about in very short order. I think John saw a lot of things in his vision, and as he had those things revealed to him, and he wrote what we call the book of Revelation today. I believe as he saw the mark in the hand or in the forehead, I believe he was looking at things that had a technological component.
Yes.
I think a lot of the elements there are technological, and a lot of it's literally retro. Like you mentioned, the horses. Why in the world, in a wartime scenario in the modern world, would we have horses rolling in? I think energy is going to be at the center of the events that lead up to that great battle of Armageddon.
Absolutely.
Energy, oil makes the world go round. Even your electric car, if you run around with a Tesla, that Tesla won't work in this world unless you have gas and oil and natural gas and coal. It won't work. Don't be deceived with that. It's a farce. It's a farce. We can talk about it if you want to. Just reach out
Greg,
to me on Facebook.
Greg, hold your thought there just a moment. I believe we have Miranda on the phone. Miranda, go over the question comment, please.
Hi. I just have a brief comment. One thing that I think that most, or I'll say many Americans, don't realize that the Federal Reserve is not federal. It is run by private bankers who make lots and lots of money printing our money with interest. When we could print, our treasury could print our money with no interest. And that is a big disconnect, I believe, with a lot of the people that they think because it says Federal Reserve, oh, it's the government. No, it's not. It is run by private bankers. They just gave it that name to make it more palatable, I believe, for people, and to lull people into believing that it was connected to the government. But that's all I wanted to say. That's my comment. And I thank you,
Miranda,
very much.
Miranda, you're exactly right. Greg, how do you respond to that? Ron Paul, during his years in the Senate, wanted to do away with the federal program that prints the money. What are your thoughts on that? What's your take on what Miranda said?
Miranda's right on. It's neither federal nor is it a reserve. The reality is And Ron Paul had it right, you know, either shut down the Federal Reserve or audit the Federal Reserve. He for decades called for auditing the Federal Reserve. I have news for you folks. If they audited the Federal Reserve, our economy would collapse day one because it's a shell game. It's a manipulative shell game between the Federal Reserve and the Treasury. Treasury issues, you know, has their Treasury auctions, and they do their 2, 5, 7, 10 year and their 30-year long bonds. They issue debt in order to print money. And guess who buys the debt? Oh, the Federal Reserve Bank. That, again, is neither federal nor is a reserve. It is the greatest scam in world history. And we've taken it international, you know, by having the petrodollar in place. And for everybody that cries like Ron Paul cried, you know, audit the Federal Reserve, let's put an end to this. Understand what you're asking for. Understand what you're asking for. When that dollar that is worthless becomes known as worthless, your IRA is worthless. Your 401k is worthless. Your Social Security check is worthless. That's what's at risk. And by the way, this is not to scare the believer. If you're a lost person out there today, you have a lot to be afraid of. You have a lot to be scared of. You have a lot at stake. For believers out there, it's lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. We're seeing all the setup for the last of the last days. I mean, it may still be way out in the future. I think it's really right around the corner.
I believe you're exactly right. It could happen at any moment. We're watching the birth pangs getting closer and closer and more intense as the moments go by. Greg, I'm looking at an article, or not an article, but a verse of scripture in Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And the Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." That's the confidence that we have as believers today. And most, in fact, those that are not believers, I don't know where they place their trust and confidence. It certainly ought not to be in government. It needs to be in God. But we're finding that taking place, more and more putting confidence in government. Greg, I'm looking at an article that says, the latest Verus report estimates 388,000 Americans have been killed by the COVID vaccine. Our government's been lying to us. In fact, Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel said 2 months ago that it was over 400,000 that had been killed with the vaccination. And now the Verus estimate themselves coming out of the Verus report says it's about 388,000. And yet there's total immunity for the pharmaceutical houses, total immunity given in 31 states for the doctors in the hospitals that torture to death patients because they're rated as COVID because of the money they get out of it. And I'm looking at another article that says Canada commits $75 million to COVID vaccine injury compensation as United States passes $1.5 trillion spending bill with zero funds to deal with the dead and the injured from the COVID vaccination. What is your take on that? What is your opinion on that? What should we take away from that?
Every one of these things that we are discussing have to do with authoritarian centralized controls.
Yes.
Each one. And particularly with the vaccine, you know, Biden rolled out with his mandates. And those industry by industry, you know, segment of the society by segment of the society, the mandate came into place. It is one thing to have a quote-unquote vaccine. It's experimental gene therapy or experimental therapy is what it really is. And I think that the full disclosure may be decades, you know, waited for before we truly find out what the numbers are, if those are ever to be found. Obviously, Pfizer wanted all that stuff buried until the year 2079 or something. But the reality is centralized control cost tens of millions of lives in the last century. And today we're adopting it in America. And for you folks, I'm going to pick on the electric car drivers again. I know y'all are having fun. Y'all like running around your high dollar Tesla. Understand, you are on a leash. When the government says all of a sudden you can't charge that car, I don't care what your intents were, that car, you're not going to be able to go anywhere because you plug it in. About 95% of you folks out there, if you're in an urban area or you're in a metro area, your meter on your house is a smart meter. They can flip the switch and cut you off without leaving their office. And guess who runs that smart meter? Well, the government does. you know, the JEA in Jacksonville, Jacksonville Electric, owned by the city of Jacksonville, they're not the only one. You look across the United States and see how government has monopolized electricity. I mean, yes, I know there are private electric companies, folks. Don't even. But the jurisdiction by jurisdiction, government's controlling it either directly or indirectly. They can cut that off. I mean, when folks in California are told, hey, the electric grid is under significant stress, don't charge your vehicles. When you're going on a trip, you show up and there are half a dozen charge stations and there are 50 Teslas lined up waiting to charge. And normally that's a 30-minute per car deal, but because it's under stress, it's an hour. So you're looking at a 30, 40, 50 hour wait to be able to plug in before you can go your next 200 or 300 miles. Or if you're stuck in that ice and snow condition, think of how much control we've given over. And we did that with the vaccine because tons of Americans, instead of saying no, they lined up. They lined up and they took a jab in the arm. And some of you, I understand that was the most reasonable, feasible thing you could do. But when you take your 10-year-old in, guess what? The science says, I love how Fauci always, the science says, you know, Dr. Science, you know, Mr. Science there was wrong. your 10-year-old didn't have a high risk of getting nor of dying from or having severe consequences. But tell me what your risk are for your 10-year-old in the way of consequences from the vaccine. You know what? You don't know. Now, there are lots of evidence coming out indicating that that child is at high risk of dozens of different disorders, the myocarditis and pericarditis and blood clots and this, right on down the list. Aren't you glad you did that now? Aren't you glad government said you got to? And that's what they tried to do in places like New York. You've got to put your child back in school. This is disgusting. This is as disgusting as anything I've ever seen.
It is, I call it inhumane, ungodly, unholy, and illegal, unconstitutional, but we have seen so many in America bow to that because the government says it. That's the reason now on the horizon is the government says you've got to have lockdowns with vehicles, and they want to control our movement, where we're going. That bodes to the picture of what is seen in Revelation chapter 13 with the Antichrist in control, that you can't buy, sell, trade, you can't travel without approval, and that approval is with the mark that it is called in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, 17, and 18. The mark of the beast, and that is nothing more than what we're seeing today. The precursor of that mark is the vaccine. I'm looking at an article, Greg, titled Greatest Fraud in History. Doctors sue federal government over the COVID vax. America's frontline doctors, a group of medical professionals who work to promote early COVID-19 treatments and to expose the influence of pharmaceutical companies on federal decision-making, is suing the U.S. government over the COVID vaccine campaign. The latter is called by the plaintiffs, the great quote, the greatest fraud in history of the world, end quote. The suit filed in the U.S. District Court for Northern District of Alabama on February the 16th includes comprehensive amounts of evidence regarding such pressing issues as serious side effects linked to COVID vaccines recorded in the U.S. military, COVID vaccines' ineffectiveness in preventing infection and protecting one from severe disease, as shown in the breakthrough infections records of Medicare patients. The lawsuit alleges that the federal government, and particularly the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, which is ostensibly responsible for protecting public health by ensuring their safety, efficacy, and security of medical products, were aware of these issues, yet intentionally withheld that from the public. Greg, that links with an article, and time won't allow us to go through it. I've got an article that's put out now by Pfizer, by the mandate to release their documents. They knew years before this vaccine was put into the arms of any citizen in America and around the globe, they knew that there was 1,297 side effects, including lifetime paralysis, myocarditis, pericarditis, all kinds of health issues, and death. It's all recorded in that one document that is multiple pages, but lists 1,297 known side effects. And yet that was perpetrated on American society. I don't know of anything else that could be viewed as any more inhumane, ungodly, unconstitutional, and unholy than that. And yet we have the mindset today that we need to bow and bend. What I'm angered about and passionate about it this moment. It shares the government now wanting to say that we need to have gasoline lockdown, and that lockdown is needed to save gasoline because we have a shortage. Greg, do we have a shortage of gasoline or oil or any type of petrol products in America, or have we faced a cabal, i.e. the Biden family cabal and the Biden administration that wants to force Americans to get into the Teslas and other electric automobiles because of perhaps buddies that's involved in that business? I don't know. What's your take?
Listen, I see your top tier, you know, movers and shakers, politicians in America, very much the same way I see the oligarchs in Russia. They're walking around with billions of dollars because they're connected with their tyrannical, authoritarian, centralized government. I'm not going to beat up on Scott Lieb too much. Scott Gottlieb was a deputy commissioner of the FDA. And, of course, just before all this WuFlu stuff hit the world, he went over and became a member of the board of directors for Pfizer. He's not unique. I'm not picking on him. There are dozens. There are hundreds of the same type of thing that play out year in and year out. They're connected in D.C., and they're connected with mega companies, mega pharmaceutical companies, mega agricultural companies, mega military companies. And literally, unless one is willing to follow the money and see why what propagates the lies, they'll never discover them. When you look at the fact that Hunter Biden, with no experience, sat on the board of a gas and oil company in Ukraine. Listen, I guarantee you the fellow didn't speak Ukrainian. He didn't speak Russian. He doesn't know anything about gas or oil. But his daddy was running the show in that part of the world. His daddy shut off the investigation into the company that that Hunter Biden was getting his $80,000 plus every single month from. So again, follow the money. You'll find the truth. But you know, back to where we stand as believers and back to where the lost world stands. If you're lost today, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you have a lot to be afraid of. You have a lot to be concerned about. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to warn you. I'm here to inform you. And for every believer, you have nothing to fear. In Psalm 78, verse 7, where the charge is that we might teach our kids, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God but keep his commandments, that ought to be a lesson to every single one of us today. We ought to stick with it and realize that God is still in control. For every believer, we need to recognize, like Ephesians 6, 12, and 13 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes. But what do? Next verse, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Absolutely. So that'd be my challenge for every believer. Ladies and gentlemen, we close with that challenge to put on the whole armor of God and to stand, because we're in wicked, wicked days. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining today. Greg, thanks for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward, ladies and gentlemen, meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Wednesday Fellowship Meal Bible Study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.